You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Here's a trivia question for you. What is Popeye's hometown? Yes, that Popeye, the spinach-swilling, pipe-smoking cartoon sailor man. Got a guess? What about Victoria, Texas? Well, at least that's what some people would say. Others aren't so sure. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks takes a look at what's become a cartoon controversy.
Victoria's claim as Popeye's hometown began on January 17th, 1929. That's the day when he first appeared in the comic strip Thimble Theater by E.C. Seeger. The strip itself started 10 years earlier with familiar characters like Olive Oil.
My hero!
When Popeye finally came on the scene in 1929, only a few papers ran Thimble Theater, but the sailor with the oversized forearms was a hit. Soon, the strip was rebranded as Thimble Theater, starring Popeye the Sailor. So this is where Victoria comes in. One of the few papers to pick up Thimble Theater in syndication was the Victoria Advocate. In fact, if you ask folks from Victoria, the Advocate was the very first. Chris Cobbler is the Advocate's editor-in-chief.
Victoria Advocate was the first newspaper to take a chance on it.
Seeger was so grateful to the Advocate that he sent the paper a special comic made especially for its 88th anniversary edition in September 1934. The paper ran it across 7 of the 9 columns on the front page. The Advocate still has a copy of it hanging in the newsroom.
Popeye declares that Victoria is the swellest town, and yourn is the best paper, is what he writes in this strip. He says, Victoria is me old hometown on account of that's where I got born at.
And for most Victorians, that's about it. A nice piece of local trivia to be proud of. But about 900 miles north of Victoria, the story of Popeye's origin is told a little differently.
Well, this is Popeye the Sailor Man speaking, and I can assure you that Chester, Illinois is me hometown.
Actually, that's Mike Brooks, doing a pretty good Popeye impression. In 1994, he and his wife Debbie moved from Memphis to Chester, Illinois. They bought an old opera house once owned by the man who inspired Wimpy and got into the Popeye business. Now they run the official fan club, produce a Popeye newsletter, and operate the world's only store dedicated to Popeye memorabilia, spinach can collectibles. You see, Chester is a town of about 8,500 people on the banks of the Mississippi River, and it also happens to be Seeger's birthplace. Many of the Thimble Theater characters are supposedly based on the town's citizens. And if possession is indeed 9/10 of the law, then that's in Chester's corner too. There are signs coming into town that say, "Welcome to Chester, home of Popeye." The characters are all over murals and advertisements in the city. Statues of the characters, both well-known and obscure, are scattered throughout Chester. The city hosts the annual Popeye picnic and parade, and the Chester Police Department wears patches featuring Popeye on its uniforms.
Well, blow me down.
Brooks even cast doubt on the significance of Seeger's special 1934 comic in The Advocate.
He was famous for doing that. And he did a lot of fan art like that, and he would personalize it pretty much any way that people wanted.
Ooh, this is humiliating.
But is it? To an untrained eye, the Advocate comic looked like more than just fan art. I needed to run this by an independent authority on all things Popeye. I found one in Watertown, Massachusetts, on cable access television.
Hi kids, welcome to another episode of Drawing with Fred.
Fred Grandinetti's Drawing with Fred runs on local TV in Watertown and teaches kids how to draw Popeye and other cartoon characters. As a kid, he could identify the cartoonist of specific Popeye episodes just by how the characters looked on screen. Since then, he's written 5 books on Popeye history. Sounds like a person with the right credentials to pop the hometown question to. And so, I did.
I mean, from all the sources that I've read, it's always been Chester, Illinois.
Oh dear.
Despite that, I wondered if maybe the Texas town was a better fit for Popeye. I mean, for a sailor man, isn't Gulf-adjacent Victoria a little more appropriate than southwestern Illinois? Could there ever be another hometown besides Chester?
I would have to say no, only because that's just been so identifiable with Seeger and Popeye for so many years.
But others say there's plenty of Popeye to go around. Cobbler suggests maybe Chester can keep Seeger, and Victoria can keep Popeye.
We've got the comic strip right here to show what Popeye himself considers to be his hometown.
Besides, I don't think Popeye would want people squabbling over him too much. After all,
I am what I am, and that's all what I am.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat the spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.